Now we're going to talk to Liz in Delaware, who needs help with a bathroom project. What's going on?
I have an old house, and the bathroom has those tiles all the way around, you know, those square tiles. I want to bring down my medicine cabinet because all you can see is the top of your head.
Okay.
So I wondered if you do I have to take off the tiles? It might be like 3 or 4 before this medicine cabinet goes down. Do I have
now,
to
is
remove
the,
it?
Is it the kind of medicine cabinet, Liz, that's set into the wall?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's a fairly big job. So let me
tell
you.
And there's going to be a repair above where now you have the
exactly.
hole where it used to be.
So let me tell you the steps. First of all, you're going to have to remove the old medicine cabinet out of the wall so you can kind of have plenty of room to work.
Yeah.
Then to lower it, I'll give you one trick of the trade.
I have to get another one. I have to get a new one because this is all corroded, right?
Okay. Well, go ahead and get a new one. But
yeah.
To lower it, get it down further. One of the ways that I might think about doing that is to use a tool called a roto-zip. A roto-zip kind of looks a bit like a router and a bit like a drill. And what it does is it actually can carve right through that tile. It's a great tool for plumbers or anybody that has to sort of cut a small hole out of tile. It kind of works like a router, and it will just saw right through that stuff. And I would use a roto-zip and saw out the old tile to the new opening size to get the new medicine cabinet in. You may also, above where the tile ends, you may have to pack that out a little bit because remember the tile is going to be about 1/4 inch thicker than the wall above it. So you may have to offset that. And then on top of the medicine cabinet, assuming you don't have one that's taller than what you had, you're going to have a hole, as Leslie said before, that you're going to have to fill in. And that can be accomplished simply by cutting a piece of drywall to fit and taping and spackling it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, it's a lot of work. You might just want to think about buying a stool. It's probably a lot easier.
Oh, no.
Wear more high heels.
That's right.
You're really supposed to look at half your body in the medicine cabinet, not the top of your head, because it's got a high ceiling. So.
Well, that's what you're up against, Liz. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.